out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Well, it's Friday, May 24th, and that can only mean one thing. That's right, it's time once again for Clown World in Review, as I like to call it, or if you prefer to be a stickler for details, the Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist with Longshanks and Lampshade. That's right, Sven Longshanks, Grandpa Lampshade, but wait, the intro's all wrong. That's right, Sven Longshanks is out of pocket this Friday. I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint you. Don't turn it off, because I do have just a teeny tiny bit of experience doing shows solo. It'll be okay. I promise. We'll still have fun. That's right. You're just stuck with Grandpa Lampshade this week. Hope you don't mind. We'll still have fun time. We're going to have a fun story to go over this week. As like I say, the Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist, I like to call it Clown World in Review, and we're never short of material. That's one of the great things about Clown World. You don't ever have to worry about running out of material in Clown World. So yeah, I hope you've had a great week. Sure, you're looking forward to the weekend. Hell, who isn't? Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. So let's get right on in. We've got a story, of course, is our format here for the Daily Nationalist, which I'm still kind of getting used to. I don't normally do news, you know, with the regular shows I've done in the past. Doing news articles is something a little different for me. So I'm still kind of getting used to it, but it's fun. It's fun change of pace, and I'm enjoying it. Hopefully all of y'all are as well. So yeah, this week, this story comes from the Daily Mail, because let's face it, if you're going to get good material, were you on Yahoo News? No, I don't think so. CNN, you've got to go to the Daily Mail, and it's a price to pay, let me tell you, because you have to go through all of these horrible stories about the British royals that honestly nobody cares about. So I have to, and celebrities that I have no idea who they are. Shocking moment, Instagram star. I still don't even know what the hell an Instagram star is, but that's okay. Most of these other people have no idea what a podcaster is. So we're going to the Daily Mail, and this story is entitled Swedish Schoolgirl Who Refused to Take Part in One of Campaigner Greta Thunberg's climate strikes is bullied by her own teacher and labeled a climate denier. One of the reasons I picked this story, and I had another story lined up I was going to do, and it was a stupid story about Ocasio-Cortez, which I really wasn't feeling, because, you know, the conservatives love to down on AOC so much. It's just kind of, you know, a new story about AOC looking stupid. You know, this is not really original, but I came across this story and I thought it'd be fun to go over, because again, it's just yet another example that the narrative will be enforced, and they don't care who they enforce it on. They don't care if you're a grown man. They don't care if you're a kid. The narrative will be enforced at all costs. And if you're not a good thinker, you will be punished, you will be outcast, and you will be marginalized. So a Swedish teacher and her students allegedly bullied another pupil when she refused to skip school and participate in climate protest. Remember the good old days when you got in trouble for skipping school? Because I remember these good old days. I remember the good old days. If you skip school to go, you know, I mean, it didn't even have to be for something like nefarious, you know, like skipping school to vandalize stuff and do drugs. You know, back in my day, you might skip school to go fishing or hunting or just any other thing like that. You just didn't feel like going to school. But no, now, yeah, and you would get in trouble. You'd get in trouble if you got caught. But now, not in Clown World, honk honk. In Clown World, you get in trouble if you don't. If you don't skip school. The so-called School Strike for Climate movement was started in August of 18 by Greta Thunberg, a 15-year-old Swedish climate activist. Isn't it just miraculous? 15 years old, and miraculously, we have a climate activist. Nobody had heard of her a year or so ago. She was just another student, but miraculously, now she has worldwide media attention. Everybody knows who she is, and by golly, she's really just a quasi-celebrity. The high school management encouraged its students to take part in skipping school. All but one of the students were eager to join in, according to magazine Det Gode Samhället. Yes, I know I pronounced that wrong. Sorry, you know, sorry, Swedish brothers and sisters there. You know, it's going to get butchered. It can't be helped. So, yeah, red alert. We have a bad thinker here. You have the whole little hive mind being directed by the teacher, who's no doubt being directed by somebody else. And, you know, the hive mind is doing good, but red alert. We have a bad thinker on our hand that doesn't want to skip school. When the child said she did not wish to participate, the teacher became agitated and lectured her in front of the classroom that she should think through her decisions carefully, the magazine says. Other students of the class then accused her of being a climate denier. The girl's mother blames the teacher for inciting classroom bullying and said she felt scared of how angry and uneasy the atmosphere quickly turned. This is what happens when you're a bad thinker, a climate denier. What the hell does this even mean? A climate denier? I doubt the girl was insinuating that climate doesn't exist. But you see, denier has a negative connotation to it. Why? Because it, you know, what other kind of deniers are evil thinkers? That's right, Holocaust deniers. If you're a denier, you're automatically a bad thinker. Climate denier. What the hell? Yes. Am I a climate denier? No, not at all. I mean, the climate, just checked outside, the climate definitely still exists. And in fact, I'm quite grateful to have the climate. So no, I'm not climate denier, not a sun denier or a moon denier. I don't deny that grass exists. What kind of nonsense is, oh, that's right. No, it means that you deny the idea that we should hand what little is left of our personal autonomy over to the state in the name that we're somehow, because we're so free, because we might be living a prosperous life, we're destroying the planet. Never mind that the vast majority of damage to the planet is coming from China, India, and assorted third world shitholes. I mean, let's be honest. Let's look at places like Africa. Is the, you know, do you think that in Africa, they're, you know, pick that piece of garbage up to me. What are you doing? You are polluting the planet. Do you not understand? No, they don't give a shit. The problem, though, is, you see, in your countries, the problem is in your countries, you see, because you have more than they have. You have a nice car. They have to walk around on foot because they're so poor, they can't afford a donkey. The problem is you. This is the climate, that you're a climate denier. No, you, because you refuse to go along with the narrative. And I don't even know that that's what the girl in question here was even doing. It sounded like it was a stupid event and she thought it was stupid and really just didn't want to go. Other students of the class then accused her of being a climate denier. The girl's mother blames the teacher for inciting classroom bullying and said she felt scared of how angry and uneasy the atmosphere quickly turned. She said that while her daughter enjoys school, she does not think the school strike is the right way to go about climate problems. The mother added that her daughter hadn't been very loud about it, but simply said that she did not want to join the strike. But see, that's enough. If you're not willing to join the hive mind, you're a problem. You're a bad thinker. This is a lesson that everybody who is not an extreme right winger, everybody's going to get to learn this. Conservatives now are morons. They refuse to learn this, no matter how many times it's taught to them. When the so-called quote-unquote Nazis were being banned from Twitter and Facebook, they didn't care. They didn't think it would ever happen to them because they're just griping about Muslims and they're just talking about my constitution and what they care about. But yeah, they eventually came for them. And this will happen worldwide, as this girl is finding out here in Sweden. If it doesn't matter how timid you go about it, if she would have come out and said that something extreme like, you know, climate change is a globalist conspiracy meant to enrich the Jews, she wouldn't be probably in any less trouble than what she is for just this milquetoast response of, I just don't think it's the right way to go about it, because no deviation from the narrative will be allowed, no matter what part of the narrative that is. I've said it before, one of the things that has to be truly frightening for leftists is that they might trip up at any moment and be attacked by the other leftists if they say something not anti-racist quite enough. If they accidentally step on a landmine and, you know, not go along with the narrative in one instance, it doesn't matter what their background of good think is, one misstep of bad think will be enough for them to be attacked. After feeling that the school stigmatized her daughter, the mother proceeded to call the school's administration. She herself was then questioned by the principal. So now the mom, and trying to defend her daughter, she's like, well, this is bullshit. This is supposed to be school. You're supposed to be learning stuff, not skipping school to go to a political protest. So she figures this is a one-off thing. You know, she's thinking, I've got some shit-lib leftist bad think teacher. So, you know, I've got some teacher here that's pushing her own agenda. So she calls the administration, and all she winds up doing is outing herself as a bad thinker. The principal explained that her daughter went against the rest of the class and refused to participate in something this positive, and told the mother she had the wrong attitude herself. You're a bad thinker. You know, if nothing else sums up the high mind mentality of clown world, there's no greater crime than going against the rest of the class. So if the rest of the class decided, to do whatever, you know, go rob a bank, I guess that would be, you can't go against the class. No, it's if you go against the class. If you go against the class that is being good thinkers, that are being part of the hive mind, this is indoctrination. This is intimidation. It is brainwashing. You will go along with the narrative, and this is what happens to those who refuse to do so. Again, I have no way of knowing the personal motivation of the mother here or the daughter in question, but I just can't help but to imagine that the mother is thinking, this can't be real. My daughter is catching static for not wanting to skip school. And again, what's the reaction from those who are supposed to be in charge? She went against the hive mind. She went against the rest of the class. In fact, you yourself, your attitude seems to be problematic. The girl's mother compares the situation to mass hysteria and said that the treatment of her daughter received was totally sick. If you do not hang out on Greta Thunberg and for the climate, then you should be singled out and bullied. The young girl has been refusing to go back to school because of concerns that the other students and teacher might continue to bully her. And they will. I mean, this isn't an unfounded thought. I mean, the girl's showing good sense here. Of course she will. She's outed herself as being a bad thinker. She's refusing to go along with the hive mind mentality. This is going to be demanded at every aspect of our society, and they're starting as young as possible. They're teaching these kids, be group thinkers, and we will dictate to you from above what positive group think is. And make no mistake, it is dictated from above. This bullshit that Miss Thunberg, has some sort of just grassroots, everybody flocked to her because it's all manufactured, folks. It is all manufactured. It's somebody who is, I don't know, for better lack of term, in the business of internet entertainment or whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call this that we do. But tell you what, it is very difficult to grow an audience, grassroots grow an audience from scratch, much less to have like a worldwide following and things such as this. It's very difficult to do. When you read one of these stories of some unknown teenager of a leftist cause that just overnight sprung up, now all of a sudden she's a celebrity and gets invited to speak at the UN and gets awarded all of these awards, it's manufactured. It's bullshit. It's like people that suddenly overnight they're Hollywood stars and you never heard of them yesterday. Well, they play ball. They're somebody's cousin, or they do the right things to get in with those who run that. It's all manufactured. And the narrative is the same over and over. I mean, pattern recognition is a real thing. You cannot not notice the pattern here. If you refuse to go along with the narrative, you'll be singled out. You'll be punished. There's always this, the program, the strategy they use, it's pretty much the same all the time. Pick a target. In this case, this young woman. She, you know, she's a bad thinker. She got picked out. She stuck her head up and got noticed for not going along with the narrative. What do you do next? You isolate them. And this is what the teacher's role was. She isolated them. And then the other little hive thinkers isolated and then attacked. You know, pick a target, isolate them, attack them. This is what they do over and over. I don't know how many times people are going to have to see this for it to finally get through their thick skulls, because most people seem to continue to go through their life of, well, this wouldn't happen to me. This is only happening to those on the extreme right, evil racist haters. This girl's not an evil racist. Hell, she's not even saying she's not on the climate agenda. She's just not on the agenda enough, sufficiently. She wasn't. She didn't feel like going and skipping school for an obviously organized event. Organized by who? Well, we're not told in this story. And I honestly don't feel like putting in the time to research it. Y'all can do that if you want to. But it's obviously an organized thing. Did the school organize it? Yes, I'm sure they did. But I'm sure they heard about it from someone else. Hey, on this day, we're doing this. It's all manufactured. It's all a manufactured thing. While her mother does not forgive the school for how they treated her daughter, she feels that there's a more appropriate way to go about it. They should at least be neutral and respect. I'm sorry, people's naivety. When they first really get hit with clown world in the face. Think of it as the quintessential pie to the face. You know, they go through life and they just don't want to believe any of this stuff they're told by these extremists on the right. You know, I mean, she's in Sweden. I mean, the Nordic resistance movement is a thing. You know, so it's not like there's no one in Sweden telling the truth. I'm sure when this mother saw anything on TV about the Nordic resistance movement, she was probably like, what's wrong with these right-wing extremists? You know, why do they say these things? It's crazy what they talk about. And these people go through their lives, and they point the finger at those on the right who are pointing these things out, and they're just oblivious. It can't be real. That can't be the case. But it's clown world. Boom. Pie in the face. That's right. The mother gets pie in the face. And now, welcome. You get to be a part of clown world, too. They should at least be neutral and respect the students who do not wish to skip school. There must be different ways we can relate to political issues, she explained. Isn't that cute? Isn't that so cute? There must be different ways we can relate to political issues. Yeah, you know, that I agree. But you see, that's not the way it is with the Marxists. That's not the way with the Marxists. You see, you don't get to have a reasonable discussion where you bring your facts and views and they bring their facts and views, and you actually compare these things, and both of you together work together to find the truth, and then you can agree on it, because hey, everybody wants the truth, right? No, wrong. The Marxists do not want the truth. They don't give a shit about the truth. In fact, they know on some level that it's all bullshit. It's all a lie. So they have to shut you up, because if you show up armed with your facts and your truths, i.e. your different political views, and if they try to counter it with theirs, they know they're going to lose. So they have no other option but to shut you up, shut you down, intimidate you, create the hive mind. Don't you dare go against the class. Don't go against what the group says is a good thing. Don't go against the narrative, be it climate change, be it any of these other issues, immigration, whatever the case may be. don't go against the narrative. You're not allowed to go against the groupthink. Oh, let's see here. Ah, more cute naivety from the girl's mother. The schoolgirl's mother believes that it is pressure from the media and politicians that have caused the school to act in the way it did. No, because the school is also run by Marxist leftists. The school isn't being, what do you think, the principal, when he chided you for being a bad thinker as well as your daughter? And she's probably going to be lucky if the government doesn't come in and, like, take the girl out of the home. Because probably take the girl out of the home and make her go live with a group of new Swedes, of a group of Muslims, for the offense of being a bad thinker. Yeah, the idea that what the media and the politicians are making the school behave this way. No, the school is run by shit-lib Marxists as well. I know it's an unpleasant truth to face, but it's the truth nonetheless. You must panic for climate threats. Everything else is wrong. It doesn't take much to be a climate denier. It is a pure witch hunt. She said, no, it's not a witch hunt. You are incorrect. It's not a witch hunt. That is a categorical error. It's an intimidation. It is a demand that you will submit. Look, I've been saying this for years, and Clown World continues to prove me correct. The demands that you go along with the narrative will get more and more absurd. You're going to get an intensifying of Clown World because it's about making you submit. Gay marriage. Everybody said, no, no way. And they forced it down your throat and you will submit. Why do you think that with, for instance, in this country with the gay marriage thing, why do you think they purposely went and found a Christian baker who refused to make the cake? Because they had to have an example for everybody else. You will go along with the narrative or we will ruin you. It's about submission. It's not even about the topic. The climate is, they don't give a shit. Look, the people are, I mean, the idiot hive mind people, the drones, they think they do. But those that are pushing this from the top, those that are organized, they don't care about the climate. They're going to go get on their big jet and their giant limousine. And they don't give a shit about any of that. It's about submission. It's always about submission. And the demands will get more and more absurd. They will come up with more and more ridiculousness for you to go along with. We import Africa into Sweden. We import the Middle East into Sweden. And you have to embrace these people, these foreigners, and say that they're the new Swedes, no different than you. And you have to go along with that or else. It's no different with this climate business. You go along with it or else you will be singled out. You'll be isolated. You will be attacked. The same old routine over and over and over again. Again, back to how things are here in America. Same thing. They did the gay thing. Once they got done getting everybody to submit to that, they had to turn it up a notch. Then they took the tranny thing on. Well, then it was trannies in the bathroom. Well, then it was tranny story hour, you know, and not just like some trans person that, you know, nobody can tell. I mean, otherwise it wouldn't be an issue, right? I mean, if you just had a trans person and nobody could, they were so passable, nobody knew the difference, and they happened to be reading to some kids, it wouldn't be an issue. No, that's why they use these over-the-top drag queens to do, because they want it to be in your face. This is an example. Yes, believe it or not, it actually has something to do with the story. There's a reason they don't use like a passable trans person that nobody can tell the difference, you know, a real trap that nobody can tell the difference, because then it wouldn't even be an issue. There's a reason when they do like drag time story hour, they do these outrageous dude dressed up in a giant wig, crazy ass looking drag queens for this, because the point is to make you submit. It doesn't have anything to do with their views on the LGBTQ LMNOP community. It is about you. It's about forcing you to submit to the narrative. And if you'll submit your kids to the narrative, you'll submit to anything. I mean, it's one thing to shove bullshit down your throat, but if you'll throw your kids into the meat grinder, if you'll take your little six-year-old down by the hand and set them down in front of somebody who's obviously freaking insane, then you'll do anything. I mean, forget you. If you'll subject your kids to it, then you're going to go along with the narrative, no matter how absurd. And it's about submission. It's about making you submit. The more outlandish it is, the more you'll submit to it. Greta Thunberg is a climate activist with Asperger's. Of course. Greta Thunberg is a climate activist with Asperger syndrome who rose to international fame for her weekly school strikes outside of the Swedish Parliament House. Of course, it's just completely grassroots. It just happened just miraculously, all on its own. Nobody knows how it happened. She just, this girl with... This, she just, with Asperger's syndrome, she just decided one day to start school striking, not showing up at school and protesting in front of the Swedish Parliament. And overnight, she's an international sensation. She's been invited to speak at the UN. She's received awards. It's just amazing. It's like when you turn on the news and these people that probably their extent of understanding the internet is opening their email and Facebook, and they present to you a story about some retarded video, and they about, you know, and as we close out tonight's broadcast, we bring you this video that's gone absolutely viral. And it's like, what? Viral? Who watches this shit? If it's viral, why are you even having to tell us about it? It's completely manufactured. Let's finish the story out here. Hundreds of thousands of students, all on their own, nobody organizing it, nobody funding it, nobody taking care of it. Do you know how hard it is? If I wanted to organize an event with 100 people, I would have to spend months at it, and it would probably still at the end wind up being a complete shit show. It's very difficult, and it takes a lot of money, which obviously I don't have. Hundreds of thousands of students in over 100 countries. No organization here. It happened all on its own. Across the globe have followed Greta Thunberg's example all on their own. No organization. It's just completely grassroots because the people you see are so worried that we're destroying the planet by living too well or something. You see, because as you watch your lifestyle, your level of living, as you watch that deteriorate, you're not supposed to feel bad about it. It's like here in this country, they have this thing going around called, you know, tiny houses. And they tell you, oh, how it's great. It's a minimalistic, and there's nothing. Look, I'm the first to say that, like here in America, this consumerism, this I've got to have bigger and more and more and more constantly is ridiculous and out of town. But this is the other extreme. And as you know, I'm not real big on extremes one way or the other. So they have this tiny house thing. And the idea is you will find happiness through absolute minimalist living. That's a narrative, and on the surface, it might sound good. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to living in a cabin up in a mountain by myself. But when you look at it, the actual narrative of it is that you should be happy living in what amounts to a garden shed. These things are garden sheds. And forget price, because for the price of some of these things, you could buy something decent. You can buy something decent to live in, but the narrative says that you're supposed to be happy living in a garden shed. So as you watch your lifestyle deteriorate, as like in Sweden here for our story, as they import the Middle East, as they import sub-Saharan Africa, not white South Africans, they don't get imported. As they import sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East, and you watch your country deteriorate, see, you're not supposed to feel bad about it, because you're having a better standard of living than anyone else on the planet equals you're actually destroying the planet. You see, once again, you are the problem. I feel sorry. I do. I feel sorry for this girl that got picked out because she was a rebel. Every school is going to have their outlaws, their rebels. If you watch anime, she's the Boncho. She's the Boncho. She's the gang leader. She's the outlaw, the delinquent that doesn't want to skip school. I do. I feel sorry for the girl because she just happened to get picked to be the example. This is what they do. They pick someone out. Believe me, I know. They pick someone out to be the example for everybody else. If you voice your bad think, if you're not a good little drone, look, they don't care even. Look, you may misunderstand what I'm saying here. They don't actually care that you agree with them. There's probably, in this girl's class, let's say there, I don't know how big the class is. Let's say there's 30 kids in the class, or maybe more. We're just going to say 30 kids in the class. This girl is probably not the only one in the class that thinks this is bullshit. You know, say there's a handful of us. Say there's six others that are sitting there going, they're like, all this climate change is, I don't believe any of this. I think it's BS. They don't care. What's important is that you submit. What's important isn't that you agree with them. In fact, from their point of view, it's better if you disagree with them. Submit and go along with the narrative. Folks, I anticipate that we'll have Sven Longshanks back, so you won't have to suffer next Friday with just the lampshade part of Longshanks and Lampshade. But I hope you enjoyed this week's show. And again, I hope you'll join us back here next Friday for the Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist. We'll see you then. For Sven Longshanks, this is Grandpa Lampshade. Have a good weekend. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
You're tuned in to Radio Aryan at radioaryan.com.